From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah lawmakers have come to an agreement with the group behind a new anti-gerrymandering law over potential revisions to that law. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
Prop 4, which was narrowly approved by voters in 2018, creates an independent redistricting commission, which recommends congressional and legislative district maps to the legislature. Negotiations between legislative leadership and Better Boundaries stalled last week over whether or not the commission should be banned from considering partisanship. Republican leadership has said partisan gerrymandering can't be adequately defined and therefore had constitutional issues. But Better Boundaries contended the law had to be constitutional in order to make it on the ballot in 2018. Republican Representative Frances Gibson of Mapleton says, under the compromise, the commission would make its own rules about things like partisan gerrymandering.
Well, if you're going to be independent, you don't need me to tell you your rules. You go make rules based on what you feel is necessary.
The Better Boundaries executive director declined to comment until the bill revising Prop 4 is released. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
A bill that would move Utah away from its cash bail system passed a state house committee today. Sponsored by Salt Lake Democratic Representative and prosecutor Stephanie Pitcher, it requires judges to release people accused of low-level crimes using the least restrictive conditions, things like weekly check-ins, drug tests, and ankle monitors, or cash bail. Pitcher says the cash bail system is not working.
The problem with this system is that it does nothing to account for the public safety concerns an individual defendant may pose. Instead, it creates a two-tier, wealth-based system where those who have money are out and those who do not stay in.
But the Utah Bail Bond Association says the bill infringes on the constitutional right to bail. A bill to keep Utah on daylight saving time year-round has passed both the House and the Senate. It would only take effect if four other Western states adopt similar bills and if the federal government signs on. Republican Representative Raymond Ward says most Utahns support the plan.
Polling shows that a large majority of our constituents would like to stop changing their clocks back and forth.
Republican Representative Robert Spendlove motioned to modify the bill to keep Utah on standard time year-round, but the motion failed by an overwhelming majority. The daylight saving bill now heads to Governor Gary Herbert for final approval. A $35 million housing bill passed the state Senate 16-11 today, but as KUER's Sonia Hudson reports, its sponsor does not think it will be fully funded.
In Utah, one in eight households is cost-burdened by their housing, meaning they pay more than half of their income toward it. Republican Senator Jake Anderegg's bill includes $15 million toward rental assistance, $5 million toward the preservation of affordable housing, and $15 million that private builders can leverage to fund affordable housing construction.
We're trying with this effort to prevent people from becoming homeless, where we can spend a little resources up front versus a lot of resources with intervention.
Republican Senator Alan Christensen was one of 11 senators to vote against the bill. He spoke out against the bill on the floor yesterday.
George Washington would roll over his grave if we thought we were putting this many millions of government dollars into fixing people's housing problems.
Legislative leaders have said the general fund budget is tight this year, and Anderegg says the bill's funding will likely be reduced. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
The Road Home has appointed Michelle Flynn as its new executive director. The Salt Lake-based nonprofit helps low-income and homeless individuals develop plans for housing. They also provide shelter services for those in immediate need. Flynn has worked for the Road Home for 25 years and has served as associate executive director and as interim executive director before her position was confirmed. Authorities say a California man convicted of mail fraud escaped from a Utah jail by posing as a fellow inmate whose time had come to be released. A sheriff's department official said Wednesday that Caleb Wywant was allowed to leave the jail in Ogden, Utah, because staff thought he was inmate Matthew Belknap. Now, Belknap faces new charges after authorities say he shaved Wywant's head so the two resembled each other. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.